USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Hurricane Ian has left dozens dead and hundreds of thousands of people still without power in Florida. Republican Senator Rick Scott joined Face the Nation to talk about the horrible experience of the storm. The President and First Lady will be traveling to the state on Wednesday to survey the damage.
We lost a lot of buildings, and so I hope the death count doesn't go up. There's families that have lost everything, and they're still struggling to figure out, you know, if they found all their loved ones.
Chechen leader Ramzan Kadyrov on Saturday urged Moscow to consider deploying low-yield nuclear weapons in Ukraine after Russian forces retreated from the city of Lyman. In a post shared on Telegram, Kadyrov said he believes more drastic measures should be taken, right up to the declaration of martial law in the border areas and the use of low-yield nuclear weapons. Kadyrov is a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, who appointed him to govern rusted Chechnya in 2007. The comments came after Russia lost its stronghold of Lyman in eastern Ukraine following a massive offensive from Ukraine. The Russian consulate has been vandalized.
New York police are investigating a possible bias incident after red paint was sprayed on the Russian consulate. There were no obvious words or symbols painted on the building. The incident came just hours before Russian President Vladimir Putin signed decrees to annex 4 Ukrainian provinces. President Joe Biden described Russia's claims of annexation as phony and, quote, having no legitimacy. As of Saturday night, no arrests have been made and the investigation remains ongoing. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Areas of Florida with homes that are uninhabitable and likely to be for months, if not forever. Some are total losses, sustaining massive damage or swept away altogether. The death toll is currently more than 70, with more certain to be added. There have been some public political back and forths suggesting either that local officials should have evacuated their communities sooner or that federal agencies aren't doing enough. But Florida Senator Marco Rubio, appearing on ABC's This Week Sunday morning, said he thinks the White House is doing an excellent job of helping Florida in this crisis.
It's an extraordinary mobilization of the Army Corps, the Coast Guard, I mean virtually every federal asset that's available, not just through FEMA but other agencies.
FEMA Administrator Dan Criswell appeared on ABC's This Week Sunday, where she told us that she and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis spent the entire day together on Friday dealing with Ian's aftermath.
I committed to him that we would continue to bring in resources to meet the needs, not just for this response and the stabilization, but as we go into the recovery effort.
The Buccaneers host the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. Speaking earlier this week, Tom Brady said the defense has been playing great.
They've been doing an unbelievable job, and they're keeping us in every game. And we got to ultimately go out there and find our rhythm and score more points and take some pressure off them too. But I know that they feel like, you know, they have a great group and they're, you know, they feel like they're doing a great job, which they are.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the signs. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.